the road while you're traveling with me. Head down.
The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop looking out over London.
Good night and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight, with Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, what a difference a week makes, huh? So I take off for a week, and you know, I left on Friday. We did the show a week ago Friday, and there was a hurricane looming, getting ready to hit. Well, Texas. And now we've got another one out there. Yes, Irma. So I am back. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being here. The new storm, Hurricane Irma, is even more devastating, they say, than Harvey was. Not so much the rainfall. We don't quite know what that's going to bring yet. But what we do know is that, where did I put it? It is the worst Okay. 180 mile per hour winds. Excuse me. The strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Basin ever recorded by the National Hurricane Center. And the latest we see, it's heading west. It looks like it's going to cross over Cuba. The question is, when does it take a right turn? Then most of the forecasts now have it taking a right turn and heading straight up over Florida. So I'm back today. Don't know how much longer we'll be here if we're going to evacuate. I guess we'll, the next 24 hours will tell us a lot. But, and we've got a bozo in the White House who says that climate change isn't real. Yeah, who says that we don't need to be part of the Paris Accords. We are having the most intense storms ever recorded. Over 50 inches of rainfall in Houston, Texas, more than ever recorded, ever, period, end sentence, ever. And, this guy walks alone. So when we left, the hurricane was looming. What else happened while I was gone? He codified the transgender ban. You know, the thing that was just the tweet that he had sent out. He made that for real. Although General Mattis says, not so fast. We're going to do a study first and make sure, get the results of the study before we do anything about it. He pardoned Joe Arpaio. Gorka is out. That was good news. The first good news we had all week. And that was just Friday. That stuff was just my last day here. And what a week it's been. All culminating with today when Trump sent out the little Keebler elf, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, to do this.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded. The DACA program was implemented in 2012 and essentially provided a legal status for recipients for a renewable two-year term, worker authorization, and other benefits, including participation in the Social Security program to 800,000 mostly adult illegal.
All right, I can't listen. I just can't listen to him anymore. And it's okay that I cut him off there because when he's calling them illegal aliens, first of all, no human being is illegal, okay? They're undocumented immigrants is what they are. They're not illegal aliens. And he kept using that term. And then he lied. He just lied throughout his whole statement about so many different things. It's just reprehensible, absolutely reprehensible what he did today. And it wasn't him, it was Donald Trump. But Trump is too chicken shit to come out and do it on his own, so he sends out Jeff Sessions. He did put in a 6-month delay of enforcement with, some other caveats. In other words, you're good if you're a dreamer and you have DACA, you're good until it runs out, and it could be 2 years from now. And if you're up for renewal, even in the near-term future, you have until October 5th to get your renewal in, and it could go on for another 2 years, while he says Congress then has the opportunity to fix it. We'll see if Congress actually fixes it. With this Congress that is controlled by the Republicans, the ball is really in Paul Ryan's court. Paul Ryan, who criticized Trump for doing this, the question is, will he put forth legislation, put it on the floor to make DACA permanent? And if he does, and he does it without funding for the wall, would Trump sign it? Oh, there's so many things that are up in the air, like North Korea. You know, on Monday, North Korea launched a missile over Japan. That was the next. You remember, Trump had said if they even threaten us, we're going to take action. Well, not only did that happen, but then this weekend, they set off what North Korea is saying was a hydrogen bomb, tested it underground. And it very well could have been, because it triggered a 6.3 magnitude earthquake. You had Nikki Haley going before the UN today saying diplomacy is off the table. It's insane. Trump, We got the doing away with the Dream Act. Remember, just a few days ago, he said,
"We love the Dreamers. We love everybody. Thank you very much."
This guy lies with such impunity; it's sickening. And meanwhile, you know, this we're talking about throwing out people who are, you know, the Dreamers are for the most part. I think it's 91% employed. They're either employed or they're in school. There are zero criminal infractions because if they do break the law, they're subject to immediate deportation. So we're talking about throwing good people out of the country who know no other home. Dreamers were brought here on average at the age of six. They're talking about this is what is dominating our conversation today, rather than the rescue efforts, the rebuilding efforts, the revitalization efforts still going on in Texas, and the fact that the most powerful storm ever in the Atlantic basin is headed straight for South Florida. We're not talking about any of that. I watched the as Laffy likes to call it, the White House lying session before the show. And there were I don't know if there were any questions on the recovery for Texas or what preparations are being made for this new storm, Irma, that's coming. Nothing, just a lot of questions about DACA. By the way, I believe Fifth Avenue in New York is shut down. There are protests all over the country. They're out in front of the White House. They're out in Philadelphia. They're out everywhere. Obama did issue a statement. It's long, I don't have time to read the whole thing. It was just issued moments ago, right when I hit the air, but it is up on Facebook, and then he tweeted it out. He said, "This action is contrary to our spirit and to common sense." By the way, for Jeff Sessions to talk about, I will retweet the Obama statement, so if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you can read it for yourself. And I just lost my train of thought. So there you go. Follow me on Twitter at Nicole Sandler. I'm on Facebook. It's facebook.com/nsandler. That's how you get me on those social media outlets. Anyway, it's Tuesday. We're back. There's a lot going on. And it's sad. We're just living in really sad times. And I'll tell you, I've got guests coming up this week that are, I guess they're right for the time. You may recall, I've had a reporter, a journalist named Sasha Abramski on the program before. He wrote a great book about poverty in America. And his new one, it's called Jumping at Shadows, The Triumph of Fear and the End of the American Dream. I tried to read this over the break, over my break, and I didn't get very far into it, as you can see if you're watching on YouTube. I read the introduction, and I think I read the first chapter, and it's about fear. And, you know, I used to talk about how the Bush administration governed through fear. And now this is all we have. Everything is... has us jumping at shadows. So we have that. And then on Friday, I also have another guest who has a book that's a compilation of essays about the two Americas. We're living in really, really sad times. And I guess the question for today is, how do we help each other through them? Because, you know, we've only got two choices. We live through it or we don't. We succumb to the madness. I know good medicine is laughter. So Gotta Laugh will be here just in a little while. In fact, we'll take a break now. We'll get to What's News, which is already outdated, but because the storm, Hurricane Irma, is now a Category 5. When I recorded it this morning, it was a 4. And Jeff Sessions did already make his statement, which we knew what it was going to be. Other than that, here's What's News and back in a few with Gotta Laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
I read the news today.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is holding a briefing Tuesday morning to address the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program.
It's expected he'll announce an end to the program put in place by the Obama administration that shields from deportation immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. The White House is expected to announce a six-month delay in enforcement to allow Congress to craft legislation to replace DACA. Some 800,000 Dreamers are DACA recipients, and most are either students or are working legally under the program. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake.
There are 800,000 DACA kids, kids who are brought across the border. The median age, I think, is 6 years old for those 800,000 when they came across the border. They should not be punished for the sins of their parents. That's just the basic principle that we ought to follow here. They are either in school or have graduated and are working. Almost all of them, I think 90-some percent of them, are in the workforce. To remove them from the country, to split up families like this, is just not the way we ought to go.
In 2011, Donald Trump spoke of compassion instead of deportation.
As an example, you have people in this country for 20 years. They've done a great job. They've done wonderfully. They've gone to school. They've gotten good marks. They're productive. Now we're supposed to send them out of the country? I don't believe in that. You understand that.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan on Friday urged Trump not to rescind the program. He was joined by other conservatives, including Senator Orrin Hatch. Former President Obama is expected to speak out via social media in defense of DACA. Stay tuned. On Sunday, North Korea tested what it claims was a hydrogen bomb underground, triggering a 6.3 magnitude earthquake. The UN Security Council convened an emergency meeting on Monday, at which U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke in tough terms.
The United Nations Security Council has spoken with unusual unity and consistency on North Korea. That's a good thing. Along the way, there have been problems with implementation, and the Council has at times been too slow and too weak. But this is not a situation in which we have allowed divisions among us to stop any action. Still, here we are. Despite our efforts over the past 24 years, the North Korean nuclear program is more advanced and more dangerous than ever. To the members of the Security Council, I must say, enough is enough. We have taken an incremental approach, and despite the best of intentions, it has not worked. Members of this council will no doubt urge negotiations and a return to talks. But as I've just outlined, we have engaged in numerous direct and multilateral talks with the North Korean regime, and time after time, they have not worked. The time for half measures in the Security Council is over. The time has come to exhaust all of our diplomatic means before it's too late. We must now adopt the strongest possible measures.
The U.S. will table a new U.N. resolution to toughen sanctions this week. China, the North's main ally, called for a return to negotiations, and Switzerland offered to mediate. South Korea carried out live fire exercises on Monday, simulating an attack on North Korea's nuclear test site. Reports suggest the North is preparing new test missile launches. As he left church on Sunday, Trump was asked if he plans to attack North Korea. His answer was simply, "We'll see." As Texas is still drying out from Hurricane Harvey, all eyes are now on the Atlantic and Hurricane Irma. Florida Governor Rick Scott has already declared a state of emergency affecting all counties, as has Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello, ahead of the impending Category 4 storm. A major fuel pipeline reopened Monday, in a sign that Texas is edging toward recovery from Harvey. The storm dumped over 50 inches of rain on parts of Texas, killing about 60 people, damaging some 190,000 homes, and causing what Governor Greg Abbott said could be up to $180 billion in damage. Congress returns to Washington on Tuesday after a five-week break with a busy workload, most urgently rushing an aid package to Texas and Louisiana, a spending bill, and increasing the debt limit. And former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer got a new job. He's reportedly signed a contract with Worldwide Speakers Group to become a professional public speaker. Quote, audiences around the world will benefit from the same candor, wit, and insight that Spicer brought to the White House briefing room, the company wrote to customers. His first paid speaking appearance will be at a conference of an investment bank in New York City on September 11th. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. Our work is 100% listener funded. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
The Nicole Sandler Show is 100% listener supported. Have you given yet? Nicole decided not to put her show behind a paywall, knowing that many can't afford the luxury of paying for a podcast. But if you're able to, she needs your financial support to continue doing this. Consider a monthly subscription. Give when you can. Just visit NicoleSandler.com/donate. Remember, she can't do this without you.
And now, it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
Ah, yes, I've been waiting for that. Hello?
Every time I hear that, I crack. You've reached the Trump's big photo op hotline.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Press 1 if you think Trump forcing himself to kiss black children to prove his empathy was about as convincing as Trump saying, believe me, to prove his credibility.
Yeah.
Ugh. Press 2 if you think posing with empty boxes is not that unusual for Trump because he's often been photographed posing with Mike Pence. Press 3 if you think Trump telling onlookers at the Houston shelter, have a good time, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Was nearly word for word what he told the troops before sending them to Afghanistan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Have a nice day.
You know, that have a good time. I got to play this clip for those who did. I think everybody heard it. But I think most people, now I sound like Trump, most people didn't know this. But Trump told the people who were in a stadium because they were flooded out of their homes to have a good time, everyone, and talking about how happy they were and how wonderful everything was. Here, you just boggles the mind.
Just happy. You saw a lot of happiness.
A lot of happy.
It's been really nice. It's been a wonderful thing.
As tough
as this was, it's been a wonderful thing. I think even for the country to watch and for the world to watch. It's been beautiful.
What?
Have a good time, everybody. I'm going to be doing a little help over here. Say?
All right. That's enough. Now, Laffy, do you remember when Barbara Bush outside, where was it? It was the New Orleans Superdome, said, this is working out quite well for them, don't you think?
They were underprivileged anyway.
Right. Now, that was horrendous. I don't think this was any less horrendous. Yet he gets a pass. Why does he keep getting a pass on this shit?
Because she was more polite in general than he was. And he opens his mouth. He is a vile, disgusting, bigot, racist. I don't know. I have so many words that could fit this. I don't want to keep, you know, just hurling these things. But that's who he is. So when he does something like that, people just give him a pass. It's unbelievable. Although I have to admit, while the press at first was saying, look, he's being more presidential or whatever they said, look at him, he hugged little kids and he's showing his softer side, which was like making me gag all over the place. Shortly after that, they did start focusing in on those comments that you just played. So people were picking up on it.
Good. You know, I wonder, did they pick up on this one when he was with the Coast Guard when he was visiting Texas? And he said this to some of the members of the Coast Guard that he was congratulating for all the rescues they made.
I hear the Coast Guard saved 11,000 people. 11, think of it, almost 11,000 people by going into winds that the media would not go into. They will not go into those winds. Unless it's a really good story, in which case they will.
What is wrong with this man? First of all,
he's a sick fuck is what's wrong with him.
The media is not trained to go into those winds to rescue people. They're trained to cover stories, but yet they did.
But they did.
Time and time again, they put the camera down and they helped people. They were rescuing people, putting themselves at risk oftentimes.
Yeah, exactly right. And yes, to answer your question, yes, the press did cover that. I remember because I retweeted it a couple of times. They were really angry because, and they'd started sending out photos and links and recaps of when they did go in into mm-hmm. the wind and save people's lives and where people were thanking them. So that's confirmation that they were saving people's lives. You know, even though the press may not just, you know, harp and stay in on one thing that you and I rant about a lot, overall, they're putting it out there. And, you know, whether they focus on the one have a good day thing or not, you know, mm-hmm. what a wonderful day or whatever he said, how beautiful.
Right.
They are now more regularly covering all the idiocy and pointing it out. And overall, people are listening more. And overall, his approvals are dropping and his negatives are going up. And he's going to have that 30% base that, you know, is just there because they hate everybody else and they want somebody who's a racist just like them, or they want somebody who sounds like them, as they put it. But until that base sort of starts to disintegrate a little more, that's who votes in the primaries,
yep.
and that's who the GOP is afraid of. And that, to answer everybody's question on Twitter who asks me all day long, that is why the GOP hasn't turned on him. Plus, they want to get some of their agenda done if they can, which doesn't look so good right now. But basically, until the base disintegrates a little bit more and starts breaking away a little bit more, the GOP are scared to death of them come voting day.
I get it. Well, and because he also is supporting, challengers to incumbents who go against him. You know, the crazy woman who is primarying Jeff Flake. He said he's supporting her, and he'll support anybody else who jumps in against Jeff Flake because Jeff Flake has been critical of Trump.
Right.
He's just a petulant child who is, oh God, everything.
He's the most insecure little slime bucket that anybody can imagine.
You want to hear how insecure he is? When they were at the energy center and they were handing out, you know, the Red Cross boxes with lunches in them, and geez, somebody handed them the box so they could hand to the people. It was a little,
yes.
really hard work they did there, but they were wearing latex gloves. So he puts the gloves on and he says this:
"My hands are too big.
My hands are too big."
Just like in the OJ trial. Two of a kind.
This is
They're
what he
criminal.
Thinks about. This is what is
exactly.
on this man's mind. Instead
that's
of
all that's on his mind is how his appearances, cosmetics, how he comes off, who he can get approval from, who accepts him. It's all about that. He has an insatiable, sick need to be praised and accepted because Daddy Dearest apparently didn't do that enough.
Yeah, I guess so.
I have honestly so many tweets. You want to go into it? Because a lot of them are about DACA, and I know that's a big deal today.
Let's do it. We'll get there.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
Tweet, tweet. Okay, well, I'm starting with yesterday's, and then I have a lineup of today's responding to Beauregard, little Beauregard and his fainting couch. David Korn yesterday tweeted, "One can argue there's a logic to the wall, though simple, nonsensical, and bad logic. Ending DACA is nothing other than revenge racism." And I thought that was such – revenge racism mm-hmm. is such a perfect, perfect way of putting it. And Ron Klain, who worked for both Clinton and Obama, tweeted, "Trump will offer the Dems a DACA extension if they fund the wall."
Yeah.
And that's what this is about.
Which is so reprehensible, so just evil.
It's sickening. That and getting even with Obama, which we'll get into later because I have a ton of tweets about that. Howie Klein responded to a tweet by Joaquin Castro, and the tweet was, "Hey Trump, Trump has turned his back on dreamers. What will each member of Congress do? Defend DACA." And then, and that's in a hashtag, defend DACA. And then Howie said, "To protect their members from voter accountability, Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy are working to make sure there will be no DACA vote."
We will see. And, you know, if so, and I don't doubt it, and I don't doubt Howie for a second, but goes against what Paul Ryan said yesterday, because he did openly and pretty loudly criticize Trump for doing this.
Right. The thing is, you know, so did Flake and McCain. criticize him today. The problem is they're really good at opening their mouths and saying things, but when it comes to actions, so Howie may be onto something. Paul Ryan may speak a good game, but when it comes to doing something, he's going to sit on his ass.
Well, we'll see, because I know that the Democrats are not going to sit silently by just waiting.
Right.
So they'll make noise, which is about all they can do when they don't control the House. But they will make noise. So, they've got 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Isn't that nice? Alt Immigration, which is one of those alt sites or accounts that came out, they're good. They really go for fact based stuff and they stick to the immigration stuff and they're really focused. Remember, White House during travel ban, Trump has authority. White House regarding DACA, it is illegal. It is out of our hands, up to Congress.
Right. You know, Jeff Sessions, by the way, as I mentioned in my opening comments, lied throughout his entire statement this afternoon. It was nausea inducing. Ian Millhiser, who is the legal guy at Think Progress, he said that Sessions lied, obviously, when he said that DACA was unconstitutional. He said it is not unconstitutional, and he has a piece up at Think Progress sort of outlining why. I'm not a lawyer. Don't even play one on the radio. So.
And a few other people also have been linking to articles that claim the same thing. I've seen a lot of law-oriented, journalists do exactly that. There, it's sort of one of those things where people can take a side on either in terms of legality.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a good argument here. There might be a good argument there.
But, one of the things that Sessions lied about was saying that this caused all the, I forget how he put it, but basically when all the little kids were being sent over the border, he said that DACA led to that. Bullshit. First of all, you had to have been here by 2007. That happened a year or two ago? So he just blatantly, just openly
lied. Oh, no, he totally. A few times he did.
Oh, yeah.
I think
on a
they're
number
addressing
of things.
Some of the tweets I'll be getting into after the ones that I sent you. But I tried to get as many up there as I could to address certain issues. But we'll see, because I don't remember what I saved. So Randy Mayim Singer, who wrote Mrs. Doubtfire, she tweeted, "You know what would really make America great again? Keeping the Dreamers and deporting the Nazis."
Well, I'll go for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the ding.
Yeah.
Let's do that again. Ding. Andrew Kaczynski, our old pal, he's at CNN. He used to, privately email me with his links, all those wonderful YouTubes he'd find, and all these stray bits of video that he'd dig up on people. And I used to post them at the political carnival, and then he made a name for himself doing that.
Right.
And now he's at CNN.
Now he's at CNN. The K-File.
Yeah, the K-File. At K-File. He said... Trump on Fox, and he shows the video.
You know what? I've got the audio. Here, this is
go
from 2011. It's actually two clips that I sort of put together. It's less than 30 seconds, so don't worry. You won't get overly Trumped on.
This is compassion.
Is it amnesty?
I guess to a certain extent, for a very limited number of people, it would be considered amnesty. But how do you tell a family that's been here for 25 years to get out? As an example, you have people in this country for 20 years. They've done a great job. They've done wonderfully. They've gone to school. They've gotten good marks. They're productive. Now we're supposed to send them out of the country. I don't believe in that. You understand that?
That was 2011.
Yep.
Yep.
That's all we need is there's something for every single thing, a tweet or a clip or, a statement for everything he says now, there's an alternative.
And I keep hoping against hope that, the humanity, that guy that we used to see glimpses of once in a while will peek his head out. You know, that on DACA, he would say, you know what? We love the Dreamers.
We love everybody. Thank you.
We love everybody, and that he'll do the right thing here. He didn't do the right thing. Sarah Huckabee Sanders tried to paint it as, oh, we're doing they've got 6 months, and then they can stay until their deferment runs out, and it's not enough. I'm sorry, it's just not enough.
No, and he will not go back to those statements that you're hoping he'd sort of stick on instead of just kicking them down, you know, kicking them away immediately, because he needs that 30% base, that 35% yep. base for his voting bloc.
But those are the people that would still be with him even if he shot someone on Fifth Avenue. So they'd make excuses for him.
Maybe. I don't know. If he says, I love dreamers, I'm not sure how long they'd let him love dreamers.
Right.
But, you know, you're right. Maybe they would. Who knows? Anyway, this is a little off topic, but I couldn't resist. Piers Morgan.
He's still around?
Yes. He tweeted, I'll be co-hosting Good Morning Britain tomorrow with three broken ribs. For the more fragile snowflakes among you, this is called manning up. And mm-hmm. then NPR's Sarah McCammon replied, I once hosted a radio show while in labor, a.k.a. womaning up.
You know what? I saw a few responses to that today on Twitter. One person who said she was a paraplegic and worked as a single mother and put her three kids through college. That's womaning up.
So there you go.
I saw a number of responses. What a tool.
He's a dick. He's a little snowflake. Richard Painter, the former Bush mm-hmm. ethics lawyer, he tweeted out, Trump punts to Congress on DACA. They either save it or we might as well turn the GOP over to the KKK. Hispanics will never vote Republican again.
Well, let's hope. And you know what? DACA recipients are not only Hispanic. There are Asian recipients. There are people from other nationalities. I mean, the majority of them are Hispanic. But, you know, this is one of those places where we get into trouble. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders did it, too. When she was talking about all the jobs, the millions
yes.
of jobs or hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Oh, got a tweet up on that for you.
OK.
Anywho. OK, so then. Okay. Oh, just something saying, I just got another alert saying Hurricane Irma could hit Florida. So they're putting out information. I hate hearing that. I know. So Kyle Griffin, who's the Last Word producer, he said Schwarzenegger is I really like this. Schwarzenegger is calling for gerrymandering reform in all 50 states, funding legal challenge to Wisconsin district maps. And then there's a little paragraph here that goes on in the San Francisco Chronicle. Quote, gerrymandering has created an absurd, this is Schwarzenegger, I believe, gerrymandering has created an absurd reality where politicians now pick their voters instead of the voters picking their politicians. The GOP's mastery of redistricting, and this is, I think, now just the article, has helped them to dominate several levels of government. Since 2008, Democrats have lost more than 1,000 legislative seats across the country. Democrats hold 39 fewer seats in the House, 3 fewer in the Senate, and can claim 13 fewer Democratic governors than they did in 2007. The GOP controls 34 governor seats and dominates all branches of government in 26 states. Democrats control all three branches in only 15 states.
Yep.
So nice to hear that someone's out there. And I believe President Obama is also fighting this battle about gerrymandering.
It's going to the Supreme Court, but, you know, it's the Supreme Court with...
With Gorsuch.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he's waiting. That's why he did that.
Yep.
You know,
cause
he can win all his battles.
I know.
Okay, so Trump tweeted.
He tweeted? Sure. Well, that's rare.
Yeah, I know, right?
What a surprise.
I mean, that's such a rarity. And so I really hang on to every word when he does this because, gosh, every word is gold with him. So anyway, the United States is considering, in addition to other options, stopping all trade with any country doing business with North Korea. Aki Peretz, he's a former CIA analyst.
Okay.
He tweeted back that the nations that he's talking about stopping all trade with are China, India, Philippines, Taiwan, France, Mozambique, Russia, Brazil, Burkina Faso, I hope I said that right, Mexico, Germany, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Chile.
Amazing. Amazing.
He's such a stupid idiot.
He really is such a moron.
I mean, just without any thought about, he just says things. He thinks you're going to sound important and big and brave and pushy and, you know, bullying or whatever he wants to sound and aggressive. And he gives no thought to repercussions. He doesn't even know what the repercussions would be. So how could he give thought to them? He's uninformed. He's an idiot. OK, so Oh, so Nancy Pelosi, okay, I just said he's appeasing his racist base while dumping it in Congress's lap. This is a theme. Nancy Pelosi tweeted out, Trump just gave a master class in cowardice. He canceled DACA and then trotted out Sessions because he was too scared to do it himself. But then he dumps it in Congress's lap as if he's completely absolved of all responsibility.
Right. That's right. Right. And trying to, you know, he's taking the high road. He loves the Dreamers. He's giving them 6 months. By the way, Abby D. Phillip, who's the CNN White House reporter, tweeted, what Jeff Sessions didn't say, DACA recipients will be able to renew their 2-year work permits if they renew by October 5th. And there's more. Trump put out a statement, and there's a whole sort of here's why I'm not such a bad guy section. In which they talk about all the the specifics, you know, of how much longer people have, like here in Department of Homeland Security will begin an orderly transition and wind down of DACA, one that provides minimum disruption. Give me a break. While new applications for work permits will not be accepted, all existing work permits will be honored until their date of expiration, up to 2 full years from today. Furthermore, applications already in the pipeline will be processed, as will renewal applications for those facing near-term expiration. This is a gradual process, not a sudden phase-out. Permits will not begin to expire for another 6 months and will remain active for up to 24 months. Thus, in effect, I am not going to just cut DACA off, but rather provide a window of opportunity for Congress to finally act.
God, like they didn't have a window before. Okay. All right. I want to bring this up before I go on with the DACA tweets. Last night, and I tweeted 5 segments out from the Maddow show. Last night, she went in, it was a pre-taped show with her in between where they, you know, pre-taped the entire thing, but there were a lot of clip shows from earlier shows, and they all were put together from all these different shows, and what they did was they threaded together her sort of reporting on quote, I'm going to say it in quotes, the alt-right, because it was born before Trump got into politics. Mm-hmm. It predated Trump, and she explained how. She went into the Richard Spencer history. She went into the Ku Klux Klan history. She went in all these different clips and wonderful history so that we could really understand how racist the Republican Party is, how the Heritage Foundation still houses one of the original, quote, alt-right, and I'm using it because that was something that, you know, they have their own website, the alt-right. I'm not talking about Breitbart here. I'm talking about a website called the alt-right. How the Heritage Foundation still houses one of the original entries that said that Hispanics were if as I recall, mentally inferior. They just can't process information well, and they're, you know, worse students, and they're, you know, that kind of thing, just inferior people. All these different things under the guise of alt-right. And then she went on to show how Richard Spencer introduced the term and started normalizing it and trying to draw people into his way of thinking of the white supremacy, and how poor little whites are not given their own platform. You know, they're just, they don't have people who are devoted to them the way, you know, those black people do.
Oh my
God. And the way those Mexican people, you know, he didn't quite say it like that, but it was really obvious what he was saying. So I have those posted on my timeline at Gottalaff, G-O-T-T-A-L-A-F-F. They're all there. I will try to remember to repost them later today, but you can find them there. And I really strongly suggest everybody watches all of it. Klan's historic political ambition finds foothold with Trump. That's what the last one I tweeted out.
Wow.
That's about Spencer, the alt-right, white supremacists, and how the GOP enables them. So just something I wanted to throw out there.
Okay.
All right. Ben Jacobs. Remember Ben Jacobs, a political reporter for The Guardian who got bashed in the face by the Republican?
Yes, who still has never had, it was supposed to have an interview or something and never gotten it or something.
Right. He was supposed to be able to interview. The guy said, oh, you can, I'll sit for an interview. And he never would. And anyway, he just put out a tweet that said, Sessions says ending DACA is, quote, the compassionate thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is our opposite world in a nutshell.
Yep.
He is gaslighting America. The compassionate thing to do is to separate families, or if not separate them, deport all of them, is ripping away kids from their college degrees, their jobs, from the military. It's a national security issue. It's an economic issue, you name it. No, it is not the compassionate thing to do to them or to the rest of us.
And it, you know, it's astounding that you had to say that.
Yes.
You know, that you have to say that. These are kids who know no other country, kids, young adults, who know
yes.
nothing else. They were brought here in many cases, you know, before they were 6 years old. They don't have any memory of living in any other country. In some cases, don't even know the language, have never been there.
I was just going to say thank you. Yes. Yes.
Right.
It would be like if I uprooted you and threw you into France or
right.
Mexico
Anywhere.
Or Spain. Yeah,
because
you suddenly looked around
right.
and said, I don't speak what you speak yet, and I've got to find a home and a job. What do I do?
Right. And I this is not my home. I don't know this place. This is where am I? Yeah.
Right. Anyway, okay, so going on, because I have a ton of tweets
okay.
here. Kathleen Decker, who's an LA Times columnist, she's wonderful. She says, Sessions repeatedly referring to, quote, illegal aliens,
yes.
language that Latino Republicans have abhorred, is what you touched on.
Yep.
It's a slur. Aliens, for one, illegal. People are not illegal. Actions are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
People do illegal things. They may take illegal actions, but they are not illegal. Otherwise, if you robbed a bank, you'd be an illegal.
Right. Exactly.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Racist idiots. He's such a... Ugh. Anyway, John Dean, commenting on Paul Ryan's statement, said GOP, quote, leaders, unquote, call on others to solve DACA, no leadership. Bet they make DACA kids political pawns. They can stay if Trump gets his wall. So this is the consensus so far.
Unbelievable. By the way, Judd Legume of Think Progress tweeted,
mm-hmm.
and Paul Ryan praises Trump for repealing DACA 4 days after urging him not to repeal it.
There you go.
Unbelievable.
There you go. And by the way, did you say Paul Ryan?
Yes.
Mitch McConnell also came out supporting him.
Unbelievable. So there's your answer. Congress is not going to do anything in 6 months other than watch it, you know, expire.
Right. And I'm hoping that there will be enough of an outcry to shame them into something. But, you know, at this point, doesn't look very hopeful. Andy Richter had a series of tweets that I'm only reading for the first time because I only hit the last one, but I see it was a chain. He's commenting, Sleeping Giants, the organization Sleeping Giants, says there's no way to watch this and not conclude that Chris Kobach is a shameless bigot, and I'm not sure what he's...
I'll tell you what he was referring to. Chris Kobach was on with Hallie Jackson on MSNBC this morning. And he said he thinks that all the Dreamers should be immediately deported and have to get to the back of the line. And Hallie Jackson said, well, the president is saying, you know, Congress has 6 months and they should act and, you know, and fix it. You wouldn't support that? And he said, no. That's what
God.
About.
Anyway,
nice
so
guy.
Andy Richter responded. Andy Richter is an actor writer, in case you didn't know. His assertion that the 91% of Dreamers who pay taxes, quote, are net takers is absolute horseshit and is based on racist conjecture and base pandering. This is Trump's guy for, quote, election integrity.
Yep.
His ascension to national prominence is a testament to the amorality of the GOP. He represents an elevation of small town white paranoia from crazy racist uncle email chains to fomenting national policy. And the one I highlighted was the GOP sits by while racists in their party attempt to ensure governmental white supremacy by stealing the voting rights of people of color.
Mm.
Pretty much nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Betsy Woodruff also had a thread, but the one I highlighted was important. Overstaying your visa, which is how 40% of undocumented people became undocumented, is not a criminal offense. It's a civil violation.
Isn't that wild? I did not realize that.
Yeah.
But so, yes.
Yep, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to retweet that.
And you know what? Maybe it should be a criminal offense. If you want to make it a crime, then make it a crime. But don't, you know, it is a problem with a lot of people overstaying visas. If you get a visa, you know, maybe we need better visa controls. But to do this.
Right. They're punishing way beyond the law is what
yes.
they're doing.
Yes.
So Betsy Woodruff reported out, it's official. White House and DHS say ICE can use DACA recipients' info to find and deport them. So basically, what I reacted was Trump and his racist pals are despicable little worms who are risking lives, families, the economy, national security, all to undo all things Obama.
Right. Well, you know what's so bad about that is a lot of so the DACA recipients, they came out of the shadows. They gave
right.
up their information. They, you know, their addresses, where they live. They paid the fee to register. So now there's a list, but not only of them, but their parents, too, in many cases, because many of the DACA recipients are still young people or young adults who may still live with their parents. Their parents don't have protections under DACA. And that's what mm-hmm. really frightens me is that they're going to start rounding up the parents like sooner than the 6 months.
Oh, you know they are. And after they were told to trust government, you mm-hmm. know, the people who did enroll, who now have their names in a register and their addresses, they trusted the United States government to respect them and to uphold their end of this. And now what's happening is the government is turning on them. And that whole trust issue is important, too. It
yep.
just, ugh, ugh, ugh. Anyway, I want to address something that people are saying in chat. I only caught a little bit of it. But, you know, I understand that a lot of people are no fans of Rachel Maddow anymore. But when she puts out something good, just because you don't like her from something she did that you mm-hmm. disagreed with does not mean that what she put out that was good is not good.
Right.
I just got to say that.
Right. And that happens a lot. Look, there are people that I often don't agree with. Well, I've been quoting this woman, her newest, I think, fan, Jennifer Rubin, who writes
yes.
the Right Turn blog at the Washington Post. And I had never read her before a couple of months ago, but she is one of Trump's biggest critics from the right. And everything she says makes sense that I've read
right now.
I probably disagree with her on a myriad of things. But lately, and she had a column yesterday or the day before that I think it was yesterday. If Trump undoes DACA, this will be his cruelest act yet. I mean, she's been spot on. And, you know, it doesn't mean that she's that I agree with her on everything. But boy, I had somebody like yell at me in an email. Stop building up these right wing.
No,
you know what?
That's if they say something you can go and get along with. That's a good thing.
Exactly. I think we're at a place right now where we need to find some common ground. Because if
yes.
we don't, we're just going to we're going to be this divided nation of the Trumps and us. And
by the way, if someone's saying something that works, that makes sense,
uh-huh.
that is not compromising our values. That means they've compromised with us.
That's right.
That means they're coming
down
to
our
side.
Lane,
you know,
they're seeing the light.
Right.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. I've got several more, so I want to get to them real fast. Kyle Griffin, again, from The Last Word, said, remarkable detail via The New York Times. This is an hour before the DACA news. Officials were not sure that Trump fully grasped what he was about to do. And he quotes, as late as 1 hour before the decision was to be announced, administration officials privately expressed concern that Mr. Trump might not fully grasp the details of the steps he was about to take. And when he discovered their full impact, would change his mind, according to a person familiar with their thinking who spoke on the condition of anonymity. So he stupidly...
As with everything, that's the problem, though, with him. As with everything, I don't think he fully grasps what nuclear weapons are. I don't think he grasps what the fuck he's doing with North Korea. He's playing with
yes.
nukes. He doesn't
yes.
get it. And the things he says that are so inconceivably stupid, he doesn't get the severity of the situation.
Absolutely spot on, right. Okay, Betsy Woodruff. Sessions also blames DACA for the influx of minors at the border, says it was a humanitarian crisis. And my buddy Marina Stern, who's a dowdy wench on Twitter, the, quote, influx of minors, unquote, was due to violence in Central America.
Yep.
The true, quote, humanitarian crisis was that we sent them back to be killed.
That's right. And again, Jeff Sessions was lying, as I said earlier, because in order to be eligible for DACA, you had to have been here by 2007. Nobody who's come since 2007 is a DACA recipient.
There you go. They're just completely lying and setting out a new framing of
yes.
something that doesn't exist.
It's called making shit up. It's what Fox so-called yeah. news does. That's the real fake
that's
news.
That's fake news. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
Twice, just this is a little lighter note here. Twice, Sarah Huckabee, as I like to call her, called President Trump, and I'm using those words on purpose. President Obama.
I saw it. I don't usually get to see the press briefings, but today I did. It was streaming. So I was in here in the studio getting YouTube set up because YouTube in the week I was out changed everything. Just
I can't
so you know,
it.
Changed everything. And so I had to go through and just sort of figure it out. Hopefully I can do it again tomorrow. And so I'm watching this streaming, and first time she caught it and acknowledged it and sort
yes.
of giggled. And the second time she just glossed right over it.
Right. Really fast. Did yep. you notice how fast it was?
Yep.
She's an idiot.
Wishful
okay.
thinking much?
This goes back to what you just said. This is Laura Rosen who, reports, on Washington and foreign policy. She's reporting on, she's retweeting Chris Kobach's advice to Dreamers, go back to your home yep. country, get in line.
Yep.
And she could only say, my God.
Yeah. My God.
And she's usually very, you know, has a lot of commentary and such.
Uh-huh.
It's all she could say. What is this? The press secretary, this is from, who's this? This is a White House, a BuzzFeed News tweeted, press secretary echoes line, which she said on Air Force One the other day, is that Congress should and will pass immigration package or should leave. And then Christina Wilkie of CNBC and the Huffington Post says, well, that settles it then.
Yeah, that does settle it, I suppose.
I love people when they quip like that really fast. And I like, mm-hmm. I got one. All right. Time politics correspondent Phil Elliott, let's see what this is. White House line on Congress to, quote, get out of the way is repeatedly being said from the podium. Not sure how this works for a co-equal branch.
Well, see, that's the problem. They don't consider Congress a co-equal branch of government. And that's the point that John McCain was trying to make over the weekend. He said, we're not his subordinate. We are a co-equal branch of government. I hope John McCain keeps speaking up. Not that I'm the biggest John McCain fan, but lately, since his vote on health care, I've become maybe, I don't know.
I'll listen to him more. Let's just put it
yeah,
that way.
Exactly.
I don't trust him at all.
No,
but
I don't trust him either.
I think he's a big mouth who often doesn't follow through, but he did with healthcare. So
yep.
let's see if he can do this.
Yep.
Brian Karam, I only have three more, so we're going to squeeze him in fast. Brian Karam pretty much is saying the same thing that I wanted to emphasize. He's a Sentinel newspaper executive editor. He said, POTUS proposes quid pro quo, build my invisible solar powered wall or the dreamers will go. And that is exactly
yeah.
where he's at.
Yep.
Then I think we touched on this, Today's Division, this is Kathleen Decker, I'm sorry, from the LA Times. Today's Division, for the second time, Sanders is arguing that, and this is Hucka Sanders, that DACA recipients take the jobs of African Americans and legal Latinos. So they're doing that whole divide and conquer thing,
yep.
putting, they're trying to be racist on two ends here.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And finally, Digby, I saved her for last. She's quoting a national political reporter for the Real Clear Politics, who said White House says DACA is up to Congress to fix but won't agree to sign a standalone DACA bill, wants it in an immigration reform package. And Digby says, don't be fooled by that, by immigration reform. It's anything but more jails, more cops, more deportations, and the big, beautiful wall. So everybody is basically saying the same thing on this.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right. And that's it's very true. I've got a few also, and this brings us to where we are now. Sahil Kapoor,
mm-hmm.
he tweeted Congress to-do list, Harvey relief,
fund government, raise debt limit, extend children's health insurance plan, yeah. renew FAA, flood insurance money, stabilize ACA, tax cuts slash reform, DACA. So this is what they're back from their vacation today, and this is what's on the table. And, you know, didn't even put Irma on there.
No,
that's
right.
Not here
Good
yet.
Point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I caught that tweet, too. And somebody else said immigration reform isn't even a prayer at this point.
Yeah, right. Well, and tax cuts, I mean, with how much we're looking at for Harvey, and then who knows what Irma's going to bring.
Exactly.
Frederick Douglass, who is obviously not the real Frederick Douglass, though I hear he's been doing some really good work lately. he wrote, Texas still underwater, Hurricane Irma on the way, L.A. on fire, North Korea, pew, pew, Trump hates kids, Joel Osteen still a twat, it's Monday.
That's great. That was perfect.
Yeah. And I have one more that I can end with. Trump himself, I know you'll be surprised, but he tweeted for Labor Day, we are building our future with American hands, American labor, American iron, aluminum, and steel. Happy Labor Day. And Shannon Watts tweeted it and said, says the child of an immigrant who married two immigrants and who hires immigrants and makes his products in other countries. Hashtag Labor Day.
That was my favorite tweet of the day. I tweeted that one out, too. That was the best comeback I saw.
Yep.
Love that.
And here we are, and it's only Monday. And again, I don't know what's going to happen
Tuesday.
This week.
Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday. It's my Monday, but it's Tuesday. You're right.
Yeah.
So by tonight and certainly by tomorrow, I should have a better idea of what Irma's trajectory is going to be. And I guess that'll determine, you know, what happens here for the rest of the week. I'll be here tomorrow, and then we'll see. I know that already Miami closed the schools on Thursday and Friday.
You can always come here and move in with me.
Okay. Can I bring Jackson?
Yes, you can bring. Oh, my God, yes.
All right. Gotta laugh. We're out of time. I'll talk to you on the Twitters. We'll see you later.
Okie-dokie.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. And to everyone else, thank you for being here. It's good to be back. See you tomorrow.